association with the NBA and this station. Ladies and gentlemen, live tonight at the Lentic in Santa Fe. I'm not sure if there's any tickets left at this point, but there might be, I don't know, like five left. Bob Weir, solo acoustic with Jonathan Wilson. I've got him on the phone. Hello, sir. Are you there?
Sure. Excuse me.
Hello, hello. Now, thank you for checking in. I have so many things I want to ask you, but first of all, I want you to tell folks about the solo acoustic thing. I know you just got off of a further run, and then you got to shift gears, and it's just going to be you, or how's it going to work tonight?
Well, I think Jonathan Wilson is going to do solo. I'll do a set solo, and then we'll do a set together. Worked up some stuff.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Now, for folks that don't know, and I had to do a little reading up myself, Jonathan Wilson, I guess, is already known to a lot of people in the music biz. He's played with a lot of folks whose names people would recognize, and you included. Where did you come across Jonathan Wilson?
You know, he was up in the Bay Area something, and I don't know exactly how somebody found him. We were doing a Terry Garcia on his 70th birthday, and I didn't end the show up because I was on the road at the time. But the folks at studios brought in a number of players from around the country in England, and we got along really well, and one thing led to another. We are out on the road.
Cool. Now, tell us a little bit about Tri Studios. As I understand it, this is a deal that you've set up out in Marin for performances. Now, are these performances that go out online as they happen, or are these for recording purposes, or both?
Well, the studio itself is one of a kind audio facility. We have a in there that makes the ambience, the acoustical ambience in the studio room. We can any of a number of places, about anywhere from a living room to a the fun playing in those different environments, especially if you want to start programming the acoustical environments for part song. It's like actually using you want to build out an instrumental section, for instance, a cathedral or a stadium or something, and then for the last first, bring it down to a very living room like ambience, for an intimate last person. All stuff you can do on the fly in there. Then we have a video facility as well, and we've been and the video facility is as good as it gets. So we've been doing shows out of there. I'm probably going to make a record in there as soon as I get around to it, but I got a lot of stuff on my plate right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I know you're going back and forth between Further and then the solo, and then I know there's another Further run in April out in Port Chester, New York.
Right.
Site of many a great Dead show in the day.
Right.
And anybody, by the way, if you haven't checked out Further Live, I understand that the shows are available up at gnomesandhobbits.com. Now, as far as the Grateful Dead goes, do you go back and listen to the tapes, or did you back in the day?
Well, back in the day, back in the late 60s or 70s, we would listen to the tapes of the shows pretty much every night.
Like when a sports team reviews the tape to see if they made a fumble, a bad play, or something?
Check this part out here. I want to extend this part. Forget that clam that you just heard. Clams are what musicians call mistakes.
Okay.
We would, as the shows got longer and longer, it just became impossible to do that after the show. Mm-hmm. Go back to a hotel and listen back. But we still kept on taping everything. And these days, if we're bringing somebody in, trying to teach somebody, if I'm bringing somebody into an ensemble, and I'm trying to teach them a certain kind of feel, a rhythmic feel or a harmonic, you know, harmonic construct. Sometimes I'll go back to the old tapes and picture's worth a thousand words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oh, I get it. Okay, that's what you're looking for. Yeah.
Do you have an all-time favorite show or an all-time favorite era that when you go back and listen to tapes?
I like the late 80s, right up until our old friend Brent Midland checked out. I thought the band was pretty much at its strongest around then.
And how about venues? Outside of California, I'm sure you love Shoreline, but outside of California, what were your favorite venues of all time to play and why?
Well, you know, we had a kind of an amazing time at the Sonia Lumiere Theater in Giza in Egypt at the foot of the Sphinx, at the foot of the Great Pyramid.
Mm-hmm. With Hazma El Din.
Huh?
With Hazma El Din, you mean? Was that?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the right shows?
That was in the late 70s we did that. Aside from that, you know, everybody loves Red Rocks. It's almost as high in elevation as it is here, so it's kind of difficult to sing.
Yeah.
Up in the, you know, you need air to sing. You need air to play a horn. It's that simple. And if you're trying to hold notes, sometimes you just can't do it. You have to invent a place to breathe. So you have to be really thinking about what you're doing in advance. So a little constraining because, you know, you'd like to be able to be real free when you're singing, but you gotta, there's literally probably about a third as much air up here as there is at sea level.
Well, you've been here a few times in the past in various configurations, right. And it seems like you did okay.
Yeah, you know, I love the town, this town, and, you know, yeah, is what it is. I went to school at 7,000 feet in elevation, took third in my conference in the mile. No problem with oxygen uptake. It's just, you know, you got to have air to sing.
Do you, as far as the set list for the solo show, I would imagine that it's got to be a little bit difficult trying to rearrange some of those complex numbers into something that stripped down. Do you have a whole boatload of songs that you know that you can play solo acoustic? Do you have to sit there and try and figure out, okay, how am I going to convert this into solo acoustic?
Well, you know, I have a number of, you know, that I have down on the on the acoustic guitar, and there are a lot of tunes that I wrote on and it's going to be a challenge to work them into the acoustic act, but slowly I'm doing that. That's, you know, I'm going to try to one new tune maybe tonight. And, you know, one new tune that I haven't gotten to, I try to do that every night that I'm on a tour so it's a pretty large repertoire.
Okay. Yeah, I was a little worried when I was reading Dennis McNally liner notes from the We're Here collection, and there's mention of time signatures. I don't even know how to count out myself, but you know, it just seems like, well, you know, you're really going out on the edge with this piece, and you've got all these people coming together to play it, and you've developed it over years and years and years, and then now all of a sudden it's almost like taking it back to the demo version.
Well, you know, a lot of times it is like that. I learned a song by taking it back to acoustic guitar. Even if I wrote the song on acoustic guitar, my ears are different now. My of what to do with, you know, with harmonic rhythmic development, you know, evolved over the years. And so taking a tune back to its origin if on an acoustic guitar, it's an adventure for me.
Excellent. Well, I want to say thanks on behalf of everyone who's enjoyed your music over the years for all that great music and for keeping the Long Strange Trip going.
Well, pleasure's mine.
We'll be seeing you tonight live at the Lensic. It says 7:30 showtime. on the Lensix website, so I'm guessing that's about when we ought to get there.
It'll be fairly prompt.
Okay. You're not fooling around. After all these years, you're gonna show up on time.
Right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Weir live tonight at the Lensix. You don't want to miss it. Everybody's going to be talking about it tomorrow and probably for weeks and months and years to come. And we're really looking forward to checking it out. I'm guessing kind of a mix of old and new reworked stuff and stuff we haven't even heard before.
Right.
And you said that at some point you and Jonathan are going to come together and play some songs. Is that correct?
You know, the show's going to go on for a while.
All right. Well, we'll be ready for it to roll on tonight at the Lensix. Bobby, thank you for checking in today.
You bet.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
You bet. Bye.
Well.